Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our good buddy Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. We'll talk to him momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs, where they've been grilling it up for a long time. But in addition to that, they have been doing many wonderful things, including they've been catering parties from 10 to 10,000. So make sure you call Cousin Subs. You got a big event coming up, sales meeting coming up, whatever it happens to be. Check out our friends at Cousin Subs. They can get it done for you right here, right now, real fresh, real fast. They do it better. That is Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Bill. We're about an hour and 45 minutes into this practice. A good day because we got cloud cover, good temperatures. You know, Aaron looks a little stiff today, you know, after having yesterday off and some of the passes. But I just kind of want to go through a grocery list of observations I made in this practice, okay?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
First thing is wide receiver. My gosh, what a great competition to watch. Devontae Adams, Jake Kumerow, just the two best guys on the field when it comes to consistency and technique. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, 83. Now, you want this guy for the height and the speed. He's just not connecting today with Rodgers. And today, LaFleur is running more plays now from midfield. You know, we talked about how he's starting out this camp with shorter distances in the red zone. But today, these guys are stretching the legs and going out. There's two times he went for deep balls from Aaron. One where he gave up on the route and went to the sideline. Aaron thought, look, you got to go another 5 yards. Aaron threw it down there, and Kevin King turned his hips and actually plucked the ball out of the air and got a pick out of it. So MVS, they had three consecutive incompletions between Aaron Rodgers and number 83, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And then finally, you know, Aaron put his head down in the next period, sent him up across the middle, connected with him, so they got back on page. But, you know, they need MVS to be a little more consistent. Then you got Geronimo Allison. Trevor Davis, number 11, he is coming back from injury. He has worked very hard in this camp. He's catching everything thrown his way. You know, he's not a very big guy, but he's got speed, and he's trying to make a case. And they've got depth, too. They've got a number 10, Darius Shepherd, and a number 88, Tail Redding, that I like. I think Redding, they have him returning kicks. He's got great speed. They were doing a 7-on-7. The ball clearly overthrown, and, man, the vertical leap on this guy, and he pulled it out of the air. He was at least as high enough to dunk a basketball. So he's impressive. You'll want to watch 88 Friday night on family night. So very deep at that wide receiver. Then on the offensive line, you know, fourth year now for Jason Spriggs at tackle. You thought that he would be, you know, the heir apparent to Brian Bulaga or maybe even back up Bakhtiari. Bulaga took a Veterans Day on Saturday, and in one practice, Spriggs now ends up injuring his back. Not out here again. Alex Light is a guy, number 70, who's pushing it and looking pretty good. He may knock Spriggs out of a job in this camp. And David Bakhtiari never loses one-on-ones. He lost two one-on-ones today to Za'Darius Smith.
Really? That's probably the biggest news of the day.
It is. And, you know, and so in first team, Petten puts Za'Darius and Preston out there as the outside linebackers. I mean, Kyler Flackrell's watching. Preston, I've seen him get beat. You know, he gets beat sometimes inside and the play kicks outside. You know, I don't see quite the hustle. Za'Darius, he's just such a beast strength-wise. But Rashawn Gary still running with the number two defense, the rookie. Oh, man. I mean, he really fights. He's really strong. He's really quick. He looks really good in his reps so far, Bill.
Hey, Mike, so you talk about the defense, and as much as we get into Aaron Rodgers and the offense, and I know Aaron was kind of joking around about, you know, how many guys or how many times is he going to audible out of plays and such and really having some fun at the expense of the person to ask the question. Defensively speaking, when you talk about the ability to get around David Bakhtiari, when you talk about guys in the secondary, we heard your interview with Kevin King. If this team stays healthy, now that's a big if, but it seems like I said their secondary may be one of the best, if not the best, in the division and one of the tops in the NFC. Do you believe that if Jaire Alexander advances and they stay healthy with Kevin King, they're going to be that good?
Well, they're going to need it. You know, these guys haven't had a top 10 defense since when? When they won the Super Bowl. Guess what? The Patriots, they've always got a top 10 defense. That's why they keep going back to the big game every year. And, you know, Jair and Kevin are your best bets. And I'm watching those guys today heavily. Now, Jair, at five, they say he's 5'10". I think he's maybe 5'9". Speed, swagger. Now, you put him up against Devontae. Now, Devontae's technique is so good. One time he actually put Jair, corkscrewed him into the practice field today here. Just beat him on a move and all that. But still, he's got quickness and he can defend. And then you want to put Kevin King at 6'3 up against 6'4 speedy MVS. And as I said, Kevin got a pick today. So, you know, I had a good talk with Kevin. I mean, he's trying his best. And by gosh, if the guy can finally get a break and get through an entire NFL season without tearing a muscle or something like that, they're going to need him. And that's really, you know, the answer they're going to need. Josh Jackson, who's missed camp so far, a non-football related foot injury, he told me he thinks he can get back on the field tomorrow. Kadar Holman, the kid they picked up in the draft from Toledo, they're working him in a lot today. And at safety, that's still a huge question mark. I mean, after Adrian Amos, Savage is still not out there because of the wisdom tooth, and they're working.
Mike, we're at the top of the hour. Got to run, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. There you go, Mike Clemens. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.